I think all of the music and all the themes and all the words fit together when we're talking about family and community and immigration and our responsibilities to people near as Fullerton and far away as the other end of the world. What's our relationship one to another? What do we mean when we even talk about family, use it as if it were a factual thing or use it as a metaphor? When I think of my family, I have an enormous traditionally defined family, and in my family there are white people and brown people and black people. There are Semites and Persians and Europeans and Korean and Chinese. There are people who are Jewish and Muslim and Catholic and Protestant and Buddhist within just my regular birth family. If I start getting metaphorical, we can go crazy or we can go deeply sane. What is our relationship one to another across all of those spectrums and categories and words that we use to define ourselves from one another? I can't help but look at the world out there, being as experienced as I was living in Tunisia and wandering across that desert, having been on caravans, and understanding that many of these borders, many of these differences, many of these lines that we draw to keep us apart are lines drawn in sand in a windy world. They have very little intrinsic value. We are a human family. When we want to talk about family, there are a lot of dangers involved because it's very easy to get soft, soppy, and sentimental. Ah, family, isn't that nice? It's also easy to get hard and harsh and cynical. And, well, I come from a dysfunctional family. My wife is the only person I know who says she came from a functional family. And she married me. Well, so much for functional families and what it'll do for you. We look at these terms and we think about, well, family. It's Ozzie and Harriet. It's daddy sitting home with a tie on. It's mom doing the dishes wearing high heels and petticoats. Anybody really grow up that way? I mean, it's really more like The Simpsons' Roseanne than it is about these idealized pictures. What do we mean when we're talking about family and families? It's so tempting to look at the world around us and do that traditional thing. You know, the world's going to hell. It's just terrible what's happened. The world is always changing, not necessarily going to hell. It's just changing. We look at the breakdown of the nuclear family, and that's true, and it can be troubling. But the nuclear family was an historic blip in American and in world history. Most family was understood over most of the time of that humanity has been trying to understand things in terms of extended family and tribe. We lived together. We lived together with our parents and our grandparents. We aged together. We took care of our children and our grandchildren together. We didn't have to schlep 400 miles in order to wrestle two granddaughters and try to pick up whatever bug they were bringing home from school. We lived in the same house. We watched our grandparents age. We took care of them in their age and in their aging. And the same was true for our parents, and the same was true for us as we went through all of these things together. Now, we can be nostalgic for that, But nostalgia is not going to make it happen, because the nuclear family was created not by either choice or accident, but was an inevitable consequence of migration, of economic forces and opportunities, of scarcity, of plenty, of all of the ways that we choose to move ourselves from country to country, from coast to coast, from place to place. It was helped by technology. Cars made suburbs possible. Suburbs made living apart possible. Having your own home in your own area, near your own work or far from your own work, and commuting made all of these changes not simply possible, but inevitable. And so we had a nuclear family for a while, where it was Ozzie and Harriet and the kids for a while. But that nuclear family didn't hold for much of America and much of the world. And again, we can be happy or we can be sad, we can decry it. It's simply, like gravity and age, a social fact. It could get lonely out there. And one of the things that we do when things get lonely is we search for connections. That's one of the reasons that we're together here. The term family gets used very metaphorically sometimes, and as I said in the beginning, sentimentally. So we'll talk about a family as being, well, you know, our corporation is a family. You're part of our family. Well, as Jim might tell you, you're part of the corporation family, but the loyalty only goes one way. You're expected to be loyal to them. They're not necessarily expected, unless you're a fool, to be loyal to you. Real family has reciprocity. It's a two-way street. Sometimes we talk about churches and synagogues and mosques and ashrams as family. And it's true. We are a family. But that's not something easy or something to get too gushy and sentimental about. Family is tough stuff. We might use all those family words. In the Catholic Church, they'll talk about father, the priest is a father, a sister, a mother. In a lot of Protestant congregations, they'll talk about brothers and sisters. They're fine metaphors. And family is a fine metaphor, as long as you don't just go, that means Ozzie and Harriet. It doesn't mean Ozzie and Harriet. It means The Simpsons. It means Roseanne. It means all of the contact and the craziness and the friction of real intimacy. It means caring that is active, not just an idea, but active. It means putting up with each other in tough times. When I perform marriage ceremonies, I understand pretty well, if not all the couples I marry understand at the time, that the honeymoon doesn't last forever, but the honeymoon can be taken again and again. But there are times when there is friction and anger, and it takes work. And if your expectation of family is simply, oh, golly, it's just all wonderful all of the time, you're going to have to learn to live with disappointment or find yourself alone. When Helene and I got married, we chose and designed these rings. It's not the three-part harem ring. It's a two-part ring. They're two rings, and they're interconnected, and we can't pull them apart. But we have to work to keep them together. And that's an important metaphor for family and any kind of loving, committed relationship. It takes work. There are times when you get mad at each other. And if there are no times that you get mad with each other, somebody's lying. You're not, and if somebody's lying, it's not intimacy. What we are most looking for in family, whether it is biological, communal, extended, chosen, accidental, is intimacy, is somebody knowing who we are. And our knowing who somebody else is at a depth of, how are you? Fine, cool, goodbye. We look for places where we can strip away not all of our armor and be emotionally all over the place all of the time, but we can, with some care and trust and intentionality, risk taking off some of the armor some of the time, so that we are not isolated from touch and truth and intimacy. And the price of that is sometimes you bump into each other, you step on a toe, you get angry, you maybe even want to walk out the door, run out the door, and slam the door. And then you have the confidence that if you open that door again and put your head back in again, that it will not be blown off, that you will be accepted for who you are. With all of our flaws and all of our warts, we look for a place to be real, not brutal, not self-indulgent, but with a sense of kindness and reciprocity, real. Is it too much to ask for? No, but it's a lot to ask for, and it takes work and commitment, because you don't simply get it for the asking. You earn it by the doing, by the trusting, by the giving, and by the loving. What is a family? Well, our society wrestles with this. We wrestle with standing on the side of love. Is a family only Ozzie and Harriet? Only two people of the same race and different genders, of the same religion, having children? And if you don't have 1.5 children in the suburbs with a station wagon and 2.5 pets, you're not a family? There are people that would say that. There are people who will say, well, family values means just one thing. And I would submit to you that family values means something very different to people who identify themselves as family values voters than it does to me. And Manson family values and Mafia family values and my family values are all very different things. What creates a family? People. It's not clergy. I'm now making a statement adverse to my own interests, because I get paid for weddings, unless you're a member. Unless you've been a member for a while. I get paid for weddings. So I got a dog in this fight. So I believe with benefit of clergy and benefits for clergy, but I don't marry people. People marry each other. They create family together. Family can be two people. It can be a single mother, a single father. It can be a gay couple. It can be a lesbian couple. It can be any of the permutations that we think of. All of those laws that used to exist that we were talking about earlier, those awful sins where we did not see human beings as human beings because of the color of their skin. In our hymn, there's a coded line, high friendship, once seen as a sin. That's about gay people. We are moving forward towards understanding each other's humanity in a wider and wider and more inclusive way. To see the humanity, not to ignore our differences of gender, of sexuality, of religion, of ethnicity, but to appreciate those differences. Not to define family as one single simple thing, but to understand that when people choose to be together and grow together in love and mutual respect, we create family. When I use the metaphor here of a church family, I mean it. We are involved in a committed relationship. And just like biological family, it doesn't mean we have to agree with each other. It doesn't mean that we don't think one another to be somewhat different, peculiar, disagree, get into arguments. That's what family and intimacy are about. It's the trust that we can tell each other truth with kindness and expect and embrace at the end of a conflict. It is not that there is no conflict. Extended family, we're talking about extended family by choice. Family by choice. The tribe and that extended family from this society, they're gone for the foreseeable future. The nuclear family blew up. And so we seek out each other. Not simply along lines of philosophy or ethnicity or even of politics. We seek out each other to learn from one another, to be challenged by one another, to be inspired by one another, to be together and to grow together. It is hard work to stay together. It's hard work to form community. But it's one of the most important compensatory systems we have created as technology challenged the nuclear family. We have found it to be wise to find others to be with, to share our journeys with in so many different ways. Our hearts are big enough that we do not choose by the old symbols that kept us apart. But we do choose to share our journeys one with another. It's important. The song said, "The road is long, the road is long." And we are challenged to carry our brothers and our sisters. And it is sometimes a burden, and a burden that most of us, when we think about it and open our hearts, would not give up. Some of my best and most frightening memories are carrying a sick child. The burden on my heart was tremendous, and the intimacy and the connection was a compensation beyond imagining. When we love, when we give our hearts to one another, it may be a burden. When a love is lost, whether through moving or through death or through illness or through an argument, it sometimes feels like a piece of our heart has been taken away. And what a blessing that it was ever open enough and large enough to hold the precious life of another person, of other people. We compensate. We choose. We put together a large, boisterous, sometimes contentious, but intimate family. We look to touch, hand to hand, heart to heart. We look not to be the same, not to find agreement, but to find the intimacy of touch and truth. Those who choose to do this are choosing family.